Even though the Packers didn't play this weekend, how do we feel about them after watching these other teams go head-to-head in mostly competitive games, fun games to watch, especially the Bills-Ravens game really lived up to its billing, being a two-point game, coming down to that two-point conversion that Mark Andrews just couldn't haul in. But after watching those teams in the divisional round, a round in which the Packers made it to a year ago, how close to those teams do we think the Packers are? Are they close? Or are they not as close as maybe we thought beginning of the season?
Are you going NFC or AFC?
Both? We start with the NFC if you want to expand to both. But the NFC is the one, especially for this round of the playoffs, the NFC is the one that's most relevant.
Here's what I think. Washington's obviously the hot team, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a hot team looks like, right?
Well, Washington is the hot team the way the Packers were the hot team a year ago. The only difference is they finished the job,
but
Daniels didn't throw the key mistakes and key interceptions that Jordan Love did in San Francisco a year ago.
So they won, before they got to the playoffs, they won five in a row, right? And the one thing they did is they had a confidence-building win. Now, granted, Hurts didn't play in that game, but they still beat Philadelphia.
Yeah, because he got hurt like 12 plays in or whatever.
Came back from 14
they
down.
They had to come back.
Still beat Philadelphia. That's a hang your hat. And I just don't know why that couldn't have been Green Bay. You know?
I think it's easy.
Yeah, I think it's looking us in the face.
Yeah. It's the quarterback play. You look at that.
I'm not going to blame him totally.
But when he throws three interceptions, you got to clean that up. Like you throw three interceptions.
No. I'm not even talking the playoff game. I'm talking the back half of the season, where they beat nobody, and there was that gush. Oh, they're scoring 30 points. You know, scoring 30 points a game against nobody doesn't matter.
Sure, but it's not like he played well against Minnesota.
No, I know. I know. And I'm not placing all the blame on him, because two of your most important position groups either took a step back or didn't go anywhere, you know?
Sure.
None of these receivers developed. None of them.
Again, I mean,
we thought Reed would early in the season because he was, you know, getting off to a good start and like, here we go. And then he just plateaued. And then nothing. And then there's rumblings of, well, he's not really good against man-to-man. You know, you have to be in the NFL as a receiver.
Good against man-to-man.
Good against man-to-man.
Even better when Dennis Allen goes to Chicago.
So if they're going to roll this back, which is a pretty good chance they will, would you agree? I mean, sprinkle in a Sammy Watkins. Great. Wonderful.
I think you're off on that. I think they're pretty aggressive in free agency.
You think they're going to go out and get a number one and pay a guy 28?
I don't know if it's going to be a number one wide receiver, but I think they are going to add two starters, at least.
To the team as a whole.
Yes.
Well, two number twos, two number threes?
Well, no, like a wide receiver and then maybe somebody along the defensive line.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So two starters in free agency across the entire team, not two wide receivers.
And where's the other one? Cornerback, D-line.
Could be corner.
Could be D-line. Whatever's available.
I mean, I'm just very leery of rolling both of them back.
I don't think they're going to. They won't, because they know it's not good enough. Again, we've got this from Justin on the Carplus Talking text line. Pretty simple to me. Find a stud pass rusher. Trade for one, sign one, figure out how to draft one. Don't care how you do it, but you need it. Even losing teams like the Rams and Texans stayed in the game because of Verse and McDonald. And Will Anderson as well. I mean, that Texans defense is it's legit.
But I would almost rather have a number one, a legit number one receiver over a D-end. Because you look at Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Their defense was decimated.
Mm-hmm.
They lost their guys. They lost two of their guys on the defensive line.
Yeah.
And they still put themselves in position to win.
Sure, but they also gave up 45 points.
Well, that game.
Yeah.
But you got to put a lot of that on Goff. Goff just, he was not good.
Mm-hmm.
He was not good.
Agreed. But
and you're going up against, like you said, the Packers of last year. I mean, that was kind of equivalent of what Green Bay did to Dallas last year.
Yeah.
They handed it to them.
Yeah.
So that's that game. I would just like to get back to, all right, and I think Halfley's good enough. You know, give up 28 points, fine. We're scoring 35, maybe 40. I like that route better than, like, I just don't like this 50-50 breakdown.
Yeah,
just,
I do not. That's bothered you for the last 6 weeks.
It just bothers me. You know what it wouldn't bother me? And it doesn't bother me in Philadelphia? Because their quarterback picks it up and runs.
Yeah.
He goes. He did it in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what did he go for, 60?
That was like the longest run of the season, if not as good. It was a long touchdown run to kind of start that off.
Yeah. If the 50-50 was that, Gabe, like, hey, Jordan's going to run it 8 times a game for 65
yards. But he's
yards.
Not that type of
he's
guy.
He's not going to do that. I don't know if he's not that type of guy. They just don't want him to do that.
Well, he's just not. I mean, Jalen Hurts running has always been a part of his game. Like, I look at there's no reason he can't do the stuff that Mahomes does in terms of running the football.
Yes.
I'm not talking about all the other things that Mahomes does. I'm saying he's as athletic as Patrick Mahomes, and he can, you know, 3rd and 5, yeah, he can get you. You give him that little seal, he can get you 7 yards. I'm not expecting him to have a 44-yard rushing touchdown or a game where he has 7 carries for 70 yards the way Jalen Hurts did.
So if they're willing to do that, then I'd be fine with that. But if they're not, I just don't like it. I just don't think most teams want to be 60-40. Like, what are the Chiefs? I mean, their running game is serviceable, I would call that. And I know Pacheco broke his leg, and he's not what he is.
Serviceable seems to be doing a lot of heavy lifting there.
That's a positive spin.
Yeah. I mean, you know? Their running game... Well, again, this factors in the 18-yard loss on the safety that they took. So, you know, you subtract the negative 18-yard run that the punter had at the end of the game. It's still not great. It's 21 carries for 68 yards.
Yeah.
That's what the Chiefs did.
Yeah.
21 carries, 68 yards in their running game.
But you know how they got past that? A whole lot of Travis Kelce,
yeah,
a number one option.
You know what they
do? A receiving option you can rely on.
You know what they do? They target him.
A whole lot.
They target him. It's not like, well, let's get Kraft 3 balls, and let's get Dobb 4 balls, and let's get Watson 2 balls, you know?
Yeah. Well, so they had two
let's
guys.
Let's just go with our guys, our number one, our number two, and whoever the number three is, Zebra, and let's use the tight end.
They also
and mix and match that way.
They obviously go to Travis Kelce a lot, but they also use Xavier Worthy probably the way that Jayden Reed should be used, and that's 5 to 6 times a game, get him the ball with like behind the line of scrimmage or near the line of scrimmage, and just kind of let him work.
But these teams are so dumb. They're dumb. They're just dumb. There's a lot of dumb coaches in this league.
Okay.
Because you know how you stop Travis Kelce?
Please, enlighten me, Coach Trimmer. I am sitting down. I got my pad. I got my notes.
You knock the crop out of him off the line.
Okay.
I don't care if he's removed. You still put a man on him to knock the crap out of him, and then you play him over the top with a man and say, that's what we're doing. He's going to catch 6 balls for 45 yards, and that's it. If he catches any more than 45 yards, I'm coming after you two because your job is to stop him. And then here we go. You know what it is? It's a box in one. It's a triangle in two.
Sure.
Right? The other guys are beating us. He ain't beating us. That's it. It worked in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and you
Drake...
remember Kelce went over to Reed and bumped him. He didn't bump him because he was mad at not getting the ball.
Yeah.
He was mad because they were covering the hell out of him. And then what happens?
Greenlaw blows out his Achilles,
and now they have the old Packer who can't guard him.
Yeah.
And then he goes off. Right?
Yeah.
Remember the boxing one back in the day?
Oh, of course I remember the boxing one. Yeah. I mean, I was usually the one. Like, if we were playing a team, I wasn't the one being guarded. Don't get me. I was the one in the boxing one. I was the one chasing around whoever that best player was while everybody else was doing the zone if we went boxing one.
I mean, it ain't that hard, peeps. It ain't that hard.
I do think you might be simplifying that a little bit because the way they use him, he's not like an inline guy.
No, but
they put him
saying.
In motion a lot. And then when you do that motion, Andy Reid is really damn good and can force you into having to move. Like, Xavier Worthy is there for a reason. And the reason they had Tyreek Hill, that those two functioned so well together, and the reason they keep going for those speed guys is because they're trying to test you. Are you going to be able
That's
to stick
fine.
With them?
And if they're going to beat you that way, Joshy, then so be it. Tip your hat to them and say you did it. But the way they just let Kelce run around wide open, I'm like, what are you doing? God. What are you doing? The worst
I don't think
thing,
it's letting him.
You know, I'm telling you, the worst thing for
basically
a tight
was.
End. The worst thing for a tight end is, I'm just telling you, it's having problems getting off the line, and then getting off the line after a grind and having a guy right in your face.
That gets frustrating. Hey, you did it. You played it.
Yeah, I didn't get that coverage a lot.
I didn't want to say
I
that
saw
part.
It happen to other guys.
he saw what happened to Keith. Yeah. Keith was frustrated.
Damn, that looks like it sucks. Yeah.
Exactly. Thank God they're not doing that to me. we do have power rankings. I think Chewy's. Are you calling an audible
we're
on
pivoting.
The power rankings?
Do you want to hear it now, or do you want to let it cook?
I'll leave it up to Joshy because I think I know what it is.
Let's hear it now so I have an idea of what I'm supposed to be preparing for.
The 10 best sports movies of all time.
Oh, jeez.
This is based upon there should be a movie on, not a gushy, gushy, love you, kissy, kissy movie on Vince Lombardi, a real deal.
How many of them are going to be pre-1989?
That's none, yeah. Pre-1989? One.
It's going to be a lot.
89, you said?
Yeah.
Why'd you pick 89?
Why would Joshy pick? Why would he do that? Why would Joshy pick 1989?
Number 89 in your program, number one in your heart. Right? All right, so there's one. No.
I know one for sure.
Two, three, four, five. So half of them.
Okay.
But they're movies you all know.
Okay.
They're movies you all know.
All right, movies we all know. We'll power rank those coming up next. But I do want to tell you about our friends at Palermo's Pizza because, you know, even though National Pizza Week may have come and gone, it's always National Pizza Week with our friends at Palermo's Pizza because they have so many different brands, so many different slices, so many different flavors. They have one that is going to fit whatever you're looking for. Whether we're talking about Palermo's, Urban Pie, Connie's, Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian, just think about everything they have within Screamin' Sicilian, whether it's the Detroit-style crust, whether it's the stuffed crust, thin and crispy, tavern style, all those different crusts, all those different flavors. You're going to want to make sure your freezer is stocked, just like I always make sure my freezer is stocked, with Palermo's Pizza. They've been doing this right here in Wisconsin for over 60 years, so keep an eye out for Palermo's in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's flavor is our family's business.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Jump on it.
Slow down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It's been a while since we haven't had an NFL Power Rankings here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. They're hit or miss. Let's see how we feel about today's Power Rankings with the big guy.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's Power Rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
We're back to the old rules, the off-season rules, where you have to get eight.
Yep.
How many minutes did we give you?
There was like three or something. I don't know. I mean, we'll be.
I'll
able
give
to
you a little
this.
More juice right. this time. I'll give you five,
and we don't have to get them in order.
No, correct. You don't have to get them in order.
We're just trying to get eight out of the ten.
Yeah. All right. All right. We're good. You got 5 minutes to get eight of them.
Obviously, Hoosiers.
Yep.
Not on the list.
What?
Wait, this isn't your list?
No. It's my first day back.
Why on earth?
To do show prep?
Yeah, okay. That's on you, Josh. If you thought that Chewy came up with this list.
Okay, Rocky.
Number one.
Yeah.
And that is pre-89. Is this still the best, though?
It is. I'll still watch it from time to time. It's tougher to get through. It's a pretty slow.
That's my fear with watching Major League. I don't want to. In Gabe-like fashion, I don't want to watch it and go, It's fine.
Here's the problem with Major League for you. It's a comedy, and you watch all comedies until the halfway, maybe three-quarter mark.
Yeah.
And then you're out on comedies.
Who's the comedian in the movie? Or is it just...
It's a comedic movie.
All right. Good enough. All right, you got one.
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans, number two. Never seen that either.
Do you think Caddyshack makes it?
It's a bad movie. I love it, but it's a bad movie.
Is it?
Caddyshack? Yeah.
Okay.
It's not very good.
Is that a guess?
No. Definitely not a guess.
White Men Can't Jump?
Yeah, that's got to be on there.
Not on the list.
What?
I've never seen that either.
Have you never seen any sport movie ever?
Just the good ones.
Just because you live? I mean, obviously not. Well, you've seen Rocky. Okay. What about Bull Durham?
Not on the list.
The Natural?
Not on the list. Wow, you guys are bad.
Blue Chips.
Not on the list.
My goodness. Miracle?
Gracious. Not on the list.
Where did you get this list?
The top tens.
From what? What's the website?
I don't know. It's the top tens.
Any Given Sunday?
Not on the list. You guys are terrible.
Rudy?
Number three.
Well, see, this list is terrible, yeah, and now I know you agree. There's no way you like Rudy. There's no way you like
Rudy. Rudy belongs on this list, and let me tell you why.
It does not.
It is so bad, it's so good.
No.
Yes.
You know for a fact.
All right, you got one, two, three.
I think I learned from you that Rudy's a jerk.
No. Aaron Taylor, Lindsay Knapp. It's not that he's a jerk. He's just an uber toad. Total glommer.
Bad News Bears.
Should be on the list, but not on the list.
Raging Bull.
Oh, that's a good one. Raging Bull's got to be on there.
Number eight. So you got 1, 2, 3, 8.
Slapshot?
Not on the list. That's a very good movie. Stop going like 1950s, all right? They're not all from the 50s.
There hasn't been a good sports movie besides Remember the Titans? Friday Night Lights?
Oh, yeah.
Not on the list.
Friday Night Lights.
You guys are just... This one's...
All right. Necessary Roughness.
Not
on
the list.
I don't know.
Think.
What do you think I'm doing over here?
Not on the list. I've got three baseball ones you haven't even touched yet.
Three baseball ones that we haven't even touched? I mean, if we've mentioned...
The Sandlot?
Four! Thank you. Great movie.
I mean, I love The Sandlot. I don't think it's the fourth best sports movie of all time.
That's one of those ones when you're flipping TBS or TNT. Number five.
Okay.
All right, you got it rolling now.
League of Their Own.
Was that a good movie?
Yes.
Great movie.
I mean,
Field of Dreams?
Number six. Jeez, all you needed was a hint?
This is all Joshy.
You guys are terrible.
This is all Joshy.
Are we done with baseball movies?
No.
Moneyball.
Nine.
All right, we've gotten to eight. We're battered, we're bruised, but we got to eight.
The Karate Kid.
10.
Oh.
You guys are getting no credit for this, by the way.
No, of course not.
None.
We had 20 wrong
So you got one Rocky, two Remember the Titans,
yep.
Three Rudy, four Sandlot, five League of Their Own, six Field of Dreams.
We don't have
eight
seven.
Eight Raging Bull, nine Moneyball. You need 7 and 10.
No, we got 10. 10 was Karate Kid.
Oh, 10. You need 7. You already said it, you morons.
If we said it, how come you didn't give us credit for it?
Because I asked if it was a guess, and you went a hard no.
Oh, what was that?
Oh.
Friday Night Lights. Or Remember the Titans.
When is my flight?
Wasn't that the one we guessed?
Yeah, I thought so.
Caddyshack 7.
Oh!
I thought we guessed that.
No, I told you not to.
Yeah, hard no. Great list! Two morons.
Garbage list.
Finally completed it with every hint known to man. Great
Rudy,
list.
Rudy number three?
Yeah.
I know you don't agree with that.
Who, me?
Yeah.
The only movie that should be on here that's not the greatest sports movie of all time.
Miracle.
No.
North Dallas 40.
All the Right Moves.
Don't even know what that is.
Of course you don't. If you played high school football, it's to a T. It's real. It's great. And Pipe Bulldogs.
Man, people on the Carbless Talking text line, a lot of guesses that they threw out there. Longest Yard, Mighty Ducks, Mr. 3000, Space Jam.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. What was the one? The one you said was good. The first one.
Longest Yard.
Great movie. The original, though. The original. The Burt Reynolds one, not the.
Burt Reynolds is in both.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah, Sandler cast him as, I can't remember what.
You play fast and loose with the word great.
It's a great movie. The original one. So good. Ray Nitschke?
Yeah.
Heard of him.
Yeah.
This is just. Tune in to Behind the Bucks, Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks dives deep into Bucks and Six, a culture unknowingly created by former Bucks star Brandon Jennings. Take a look inside the Brandon Jennings story, the origin of Bucks and Six, how it became a rallying cry, and what it truly means to Jennings and Bucks fans alike. Find Behind the Bucks, Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But remember he said his birthday?
Yeah.
Maybe we get a little freaky.
Yeah. Like it's, and everyone's like, oh, look at our horny little boy. We're so good for him. Like, everybody's so supportive of Giannis, they just kind of look past it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
So I'm still not sure how I feel about where the Packers stack up in the NFC. Still trying to figure that out in my head. Because I will say this about Washington. Jaden Daniels is fantastic. He's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, we've seen players, whether it was Jordan this year, whether it was C.J. Stroud as well. Like, once somebody gets tape on you, you know, you've got to figure out different ways to win. And now the one thing that Daniels has that those other two don't is the athleticism and the ability to run, and that's always going to make you dangerous in the NFL in 2025. But also the rest of that roster, I mean, there's a reason they were picking number two. And Jaden's doing a lot of heavy lifting. Like, I'm not ready to say, like, oh, phew, I mean, Commanders made it to the NFC Championship game. They're here to stay. They're about to go on this long run because there's still some holes left there. I look at the Eagles, and I see how the Packers beat themselves.
Yeah, but
maybe this is being overly optimistic. I don't feel like they're actually that far off, Chew. I mean, yes, are there mistakes that need to be cleaned up? Absolutely. But I think that can be done when you're going from the youngest roster in the league, and it's going to get older, and that experience is hopefully what kind of takes some of those mistakes out.
But it's certainly fair to gush over Jaden Daniels gushed over Jordan Love.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt.
And let's not forget, Jaden Daniels is going to be, he's in his first year. He's not in his fourth year, first year starting. He's in his first year. And I think, you know, he's going to have setbacks. He may have one in the sophomore slump. But I tell you what, if he keeps playing the way he is and keeps getting, he'll be better than Lamar.
This is also,
because he throws the ball better.
Yeah, this is also a statement probably of the state of NFC quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But like you could say and make a very strong argument that he's the best quarterback in the NFC already. Like you can make a strong statement about that.
Yes, you can.
Because the NFC, I mean, again, it's easier to do that in the NFC when you don't have Mahomes and Burrow and Lamar and Allen. All those guys are in the AFC. In the NFC, it's a little more wide open.
All right, we'll make it easy right here. Okay. Tell me the teams right now that are better than the Packers. Eagles.
Yep.
Washington.
Yep.
Minnesota.
I mean, we'll see what happens. They have a lot of free agents.
I'm saying right now.
Well, but they have a lot of free agents, too.
Yeah,
I don't know who's coming back, who's not going to be coming back. Like, they've got a lot of things
they've
got to figure
out. Well,
you know
what I'm not going to do? I'm going to do opposite of what I do with the Bears, where I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one thought, they thought Minnesota was finishing fourth in the division. And
Correct. They
figured it out, and no one had a clue. No one. So do I anticipate they still weather the ship and figure it out? Yes.
Yeah, I would say the Packers and Vikings right now, because of the questions they have at quarterback, because the questions they have on that roster, how are you going to fill some of these holes? And yes, they have money to fill them.
Yeah.
I would say the Packers and Vikings are on the same level.
Detroit. Detroit's better.
Detroit's better.
Yes.
Again, they've got questions about how to fill out their coaching staff.
The Rams.
The Packers are better than the Rams.
Right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Matthew Stafford doesn't know if he's returning.
No, I'm just saying right now. If they played one another this week, who would be favored?
Probably the Packers.
Packers would be.
Okay, so we got those out of the way. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, right?
So the Eagles.
Oh, you said Minnesota's on par.
Same level, yeah. So there's three. I would say three definitively better than the Packers.
Who's on the same level? You said Minnesota.
Minnesota's on that level.
Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay is on that level. I mean, if you wanted to put the Rams. If you wanted to put the Rams at level, you could.
Seattle. No?
No, Seattle's not on that
level. Okay, so they're second tier. They're second tier.
But I think they can make those moves.
If Goody has
as good of an offseason as he did last year, they can move into that first tier. Like, I don't think it's the... They're clearly not in that top tier. If they were, they'd be playing this weekend, right?
I think that's fair.
But I just don't... Watching those games, I can understand how you can feel like they were far away. Because, like, Jaden Daniels is just playing on another level right now. And we saw Jordan do that last year. Even at Jordan's best this year, we didn't see what Jaden was doing. It's spectacular what he's been doing.
So,
but I feel like you can make up for that, not necessarily with Jordan, but with other moves on the roster to close that gap, even though Jaden is going to be doing a lot of the heavy lifting for Washington.
So they're a second-tier NFC team.
Mm-hmm.
So they need Goody to shine to get him to the first level.
They need Goody to shine. They need young players like Tucker Kraft, anybody in that wide receiver room, maybe one guy in the defensive line, Carrington Valentine. They need a lot of those guys to take another step.
Do you have faith? Do you have faith?
That they're going to do those things? I have less faith that anybody but Tucker Kraft is going to really step up and improve.
Yes.
I think Tucker Kraft's going to continue to get better. I think they have to do better by him to put him in better positions to succeed in order for him to emerge. But I don't have faith of anybody in that wide receiver room going, oh, yep, by the way, figured it out now.
You know what will really sink him? What will really sink him is if, like you said, they stay the same. Because we saw at two positions groups this past year, if the linebackers come back and then just are flat and stabilize and don't get any better, that's my fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's my fear. So, they got work to do.
Yeah, like,
they got work to do.
If Edgerrin Cooper doesn't get any better, that's certainly going to be disappointing.
Yes.
Same thing with Evan Williams and Javon Bullard at that safety position.
Yeah.
Like, you need, in order to catch those teams that we think are in that tier above, those young guys have to develop, and Goody's got to hit in the right spots the way he did with McKinney and Josh Jacobs and some of the other rookies this year.
So, Josh, you think one splash or two?
I think there's going to be two splashes. Now, will they be as successful as all-pro safety and a top-five running back in the league? Maybe not. That's probably a little too lofty of goals to set ourselves, but impact players, like Za'Darius Smith, remember when he came in?
Yeah.
There wasn't much, like, people were excited about him, but he didn't have much of a proven record.
I don't think he had a double-digit sack season.
No, I believe it was like eight his, or maybe even six.
And then he became an all-pro
and
with
12,
the Packers.
13, and, like, really ascended. I think there are guys like that who, I mean, let's be honest, to be an impact player on the Packers' defensive line right now, being slightly above average sets you apart from everyone else so that they were last year. I think there's going to be, like, I don't think Goody was just giving lip service to the fact that there's a sense of urgency and a need to build a roster around him. They got out from all those bad contracts and maybe signed a couple more, but in terms of borrowing from the future to pay the team that was existing under Aaron Rodgers, they've got out from that stuff. So they have ways to spend money, to move money around, and to really build for the future.
So are you paying Josh Myers $13 million a year, and are you paying Zach Tom $20 million a year?
I'm doing whatever it takes to keep Zach Tom. Josh Myers, take him or leave him.
Really?
I think there's continuity you can argue for, but I think his level of talent is easily replaceable via free agency if it doesn't. If someone gives him 16 and we're at 12, see ya.
Yeah.
You can spend that $4 million better elsewhere.
No, I agree. Well, you know what? The reason they don't have to pay one of their players big money is because they don't have anyone worth paying big money.
Yeah. Right? Oh, that's been my big criticism all year, is that there's just not enough star power on this team. And we haven't really said his name throughout the course of the segment, maybe a little bit, but the biggest thing that can take them from where they're at to top tier is Jordan Love continuing to grow.
Him
being more consistent and him being the guy that we've seen in stretches at times.
Yeah.
Like, that just needs to be there more.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way.
I mean, you mentioned the Commanders lack talent. Like, if you were to match them up and go skill player by skill player, the Packers look a lot better than the Washington Commanders. The difference is they have a head coach, an offensive coordinator, who is dialed in with his quarterback right now. Cliff Kingsbury was in a damn sabbatical in Thailand like a year ago. He escaped America because of how bad things got for him. And then he reinvented himself, and with that quarterback, they are performing at an extremely high level. Jordan Love could cover up a lot of those holes. Now, dropping the ball at the fourth highest rate among any team in the NFL, that hurts. But Jordan Love certainly could have made more plays, and I don't think we can ignore that.
Yeah, 100%. And Jordan's not going to do what Jane Daniels did and rush for nearly 900 yards, but
I think he needs to do more, though, because I just pulled up the list. NFL quarterback rushing for 224. Malik Willis is higher than him.
Well, yeah.
Sam Darnold's higher than him.
We have to remember he was knee injured and then groin.
No, I know, but I think that's in today's NFL. Certainly saw it last night with Notre Dame, because that's all they have.
Poof.
I think he's got to do more of it. That's all I'm saying.
He's got to do more of it. There were multiple times late in the season where his leg seemed fine, where he was taking dump offs or trying to make plays when it's just take the yardage, man. And just get close. Make it third and two.
And Joshy, I don't think it's him. I don't think it's him. I think it's LaFleur. LaFleur doesn't want him running.
Do you mean health-wise or just function doesn't want in my it part of the game?
Just doesn't want it to be part of the game, but I think it needs to be.
I don't know if LaFleur would hold him back from that. I mean, we've seen Aaron Rodgers do it with this LaFleur thing. I think we saw at times Jordan do it a year ago. I would not be shocked if he was a little gun-shy based on the injuries he was going through. But again, that's why you slide.
Yeah.
Avoid the hit. Get 5 yards. Go down.
Or do it like Patrick Mahomes and slide last second and hopefully get a call.
Yeah. There is that.
Well, I mean, Patrick's going to get the call.
Yeah, but
I don't know if Jordan's getting the call. That's the problem. And now Jordan's taking the big hit without the penalty coming after it.
Well, you know who gets the calls? Elite quarterbacks. He's got to become elite.
Some of them do. Some of them
don't.
Josh
Allen's getting the call. Lamar. You don't think so?
I think those guys that are runners, they get a lot more hits than a guy who's more Patrick Mahomes style.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Brady was a statue, got every call.
Yeah.
Mahomes isn't a statue, but he pretty much gets every call.
It's funny. He's still a statue in the booth. Terrible. Jeez, don't crow. Am I the only one that sees this or what?
You're not alone.
That's part of the reason why you don't see Peyton Manning in the booth. He probably knew. He's like, I don't think that's my gig, man.
No, and him and Eli have found their nice little niche of Monday Night Football and doing their little sidecast. People seem to enjoy that.
I don't know if Peyton be good at it, but I know he'd be better than Tom.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's be honest.
Because one has a personality, the other doesn't.
Yeah. Tom took the going up in press conferences and never saying anything and took that to the booth. And let me tell you something.
It's not what we're looking for.
No.
Bill's done it good. Bill transitioned.
Yeah, right? I mean, he wasn't doing games, but still.
Yeah.
He was able
it's
to
been
find.
Interesting. Yeah. He says stuff.
It's been a lot more interesting. For whatever reason, Brady has not. So enjoy the Super Bowl with that.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be on the call for the Super Bowl for Fox.
Is that at night?
Super Bowl?
I'm saying I'll be in bed.
Yeah, but the question is, when has the Super Bowl, last time it wasn't at night, the Ice Bowl?
It's Not at night if I watch it in Hawaii.
Maybe watch it in Thailand, like Cliff
Kingsbury. I'm not talking them playing at night. I'm talking me watching at night. You got that, right?
A weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks, straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune in to Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA hoops champ himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world and are joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer your questions, too. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Hear District now, Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your
but hold on.
If you're like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Put out there. What should the Packers' number one priority be this offseason? Number one wide receiver and elite pass rusher. You are on board of being number one receiver, right?
Yes.
Well, 24% of people are with you.
Wow, they want pass rusher, huh?
Yeah.
Does that mean still keeping Gary? So you're going
to
have.
Well, I mean, you have to keep Gary.
So you're going to have $50 million. Probably,
yeah,
in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what you got to do. It's what you got to do. It's not going to be like that forever, but for season.
It would be bad GMing to decide, well, we already spent money there, so I can't spend more. Like, you need to improve a problem. You got a problem, fix it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
It's like, sometimes you have to pay three head coaches to get the right one. That type of thing happens.
I get it. But then you move on to, well, you said one other. I don't think they can do two big splashes, Josh. You?
It depends on what you mean by big splash. Because Josh,
I mean,
in
the 20s, 20 million.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be it, but like an 11, 12, $13 million guy who comes in and plays well above that?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, because, I mean, the two free agents they had, it's not those guys were $20 million a year guys.
Yeah, well, who's Xavier that? Was close,
McKinney,
right?
Yeah, Xavier got close, but he wasn't 20 mil.
But
yeah.
We knew he was good.
Yeah, we knew he was good.
We knew Josh Jacobs was
yeah,
good.
But neither one of them are
but
$20
million
players.
But I'm just saying, if you sign a 13 or a 15, you're like, eh, he can be. But it's like Josh said, A's can't play like B's, and you need B's to play like A's.
Yeah.
Which essentially was what.
But you also just need more A's.
Yeah.
A's would be nice.
Need more A's, in my opinion.
Two? We had two A's? Two A's. Did we have two?
Yeah. I mean, if we're doing individual player grades.
Two. Josh Jacobs and the two guys they brought in.
I think Zach Tom and Elton Jenkins both deserve
A's. Yeah. Like probably along the offensive line. Yeah. But you're not getting much higher than that at the impact position.
Tucker
Kraft
is a verge of an A?
He can get there. I see. Yeah. I can see a path to an A.
Oh, yeah.
Being an A
player
for Tucker.
I don't think his lack
Kraft.
Of A was his fault as much as it was
lack of
yes
targets. Yes,
yes,
I agree.
But again, I see a path for him. Tougher to see a path for.
What do you
any
mean?
Other path
LVN. Cousin. It's only up from here.
That's
you're
true.
Right.
He's got you know it. That's true. that is the best way to spin LVN.
Who gets only it done up. First, Eric Stokes or LVN?
Things to watch out for in 2025. Although Eric Stokes might not even be back. So
true.
We'll have to wait and see. One thing we do know for sure, Wilde and Tausch, they're coming your way next. 94.5 ESPN.
Never miss out on a second of the show. Find Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand. Sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drink.